0-1 here in the bottom of the first. Score remains 0-0. Big old donut. Ooh, the ball bounced off the catcher's chest and went to the right, and the coach calls her girls to stay put on the base. She might have made it home, but it would have been close. I think it was wise. So the bases stay loaded. 1-1 in the count. Swing and a miss. That's going to be strike two. 1-2 in the count. Advantage to the pitcher here. You can see, maybe she lays something a little high here, see if she gets the swing. She does, and it goes through past the shortstop. We're going to have one score. We're going to have two score, and we're going to have safe at third. Look at that. And Schwamig and Screaming Eagles are able to get two runners in. Rajenbach gets two RBIs on the stat sheet as she ripped one right by the shortstop. Shortstop trying to make a diving play on it, which would have been amazing if she got it. But that ball came out 100 miles an hour, and they were able to score off that. So now there's a runner in first, runner on third, and Strawinski, who had the two home runs in a game not just a week ago. Oh, we have a blue playoff of a steal attempt. It went past the second baseman, and so that means the runner on third base is able to walk home. It is now 3-0 for Schwamig and Screaming Eagles. So now the runners advance to second, and there's only one. It's only on second base now. And the pitch is going to be a hit high. Can the left fielder make a play? It's going to go to the shortstop. She misses the catch. So Janae's going to run all the way to second base, and that's going to mean Haley gets the home. It's now 4-0 here in the bottom of the first. And what looked like to be cruising to an end of an inning has turned into a disaster. It was 0-0 with two outs, and now it's 0-4, and the two outs still remain. So Janae is now on the double, was able to advance to second base. And that puts Maddie up to bat. All right. Here comes the pitch. It's high. And that'll push the count, I believe, to 1-1. As this first inning got exciting real fast. Here we go. Pitch is set. Comes in. Swing and a miss. For those that are just joining us, the count is 1-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the first. Schwamig and Screaming Eagles are hosting, so they're bad bat. They're winning 4-0. Oh, Strawinski. Maybe looking to, or not Strawinski. Yeah, Strawinski's looking to steal, but she decides to hold off. Goes back to second. Okay. Here comes the pitch. High. And that's going to be another ball. We're looking at a full count here on the bottom of the first. Phillips has given up four runs, but that's not the end of the world. It's still plenty of game to play. We got to go foul tick. And so if they could just battle their way out of this inning here, get a strikeout, ground out, fly out, something, you can get back to the dugout. And they were getting good contact in that first inning. Literally, it was hit, ground out, then a single, and then a pop fly catch. So, like, they're getting contact. It's just getting back to being at bat. All right, ball four. It was low and inside, and so she gets to take her base. We now have a runner at first, and Zoe, I believe, is now up to hit. All righty. Right over the plate. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runners on first and second here at the bottom of the first for Schwamigan. They lead 4-0. What seemed to be a very fast inning has started to really drag on, and Phillips is looking to really try to get out of here. There's a ground hit. It goes through the shortstop's feet, and that's going to knock in the runner from second, and it's going to advance everyone two bases. The umps are coming to discuss something because it looks like the ball hit Janae when it was hit. And so right now they're discussing something. So I don't know what the rule is here. Because if it hits a runner, does that mean they're out? It is. Okay. So the score is going to remain 0-4. Okay, so basically I think what happened here is when that hit happened, the shortstop was going to make the play. The ball was going right to her, and Janae was running because it was a ground hit off of second base. It looked like the ball hit her foot, and it caused it to go up and away from the glove of the shortstop. And so the umps called that out. And so with that, that means the inning is now over. And I'll be honest, from what I could see, the shortstop was going to make that play. Like, I'll be honest, you know, 90% chance greater than that she was going to field that, throw it to first for an easy force out. So I think that's, you know, it's what it is. But either way, we're moving into the top of the second. That was a lot of explaining there. I've just never seen that before. We're going to move to the top of the second. Phillips is now at bat. They're in the hole by four. It's 4-0, Eagles in the lead. Let's see if they can get in front of this. All right. I believe Eckert is now up to bat. Going to be strike one on that first pitch. Here comes the pitch. Contact hit goes right by the pitcher, goes right by the second baseman, out to the center fielder, and that's going to be an easy single for Phillip Loggers. So far, they've gotten contact on everybody, all right? Very little pitches so far pitched by Anya, and the defense for the Eagles has held up so far, and it's been very lonely in the top of the second. But the Loggers, they could build some confidence here. They know that they are getting some good hits. Strike number one. Number 22 is up to bat. Lehman for the Loggers. First pitch, swing and a miss. And safe at first. They tried to swing and get her out off of a long leadoff, or leading off there. Count. 0-2. All right, ball. Pitcher's getting ready here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout for Anya. Strikeout swinging. First one of the game. Lehman goes sit down, and now Teeters is up to bat for the Loggers. Here comes the pitch. Big hit, going high. Looks like the third baseman can make a play, and she catches it. And that's going to, real quickly, we went from 0 outs to 2 outs. Just on 2 pitches. So Peters now is out off of a pop fly to the third base. And Williams now up to bat. Still a runner at first. Going to attempt bunt. Long steal goes over the head of the second baseman. The center fielder's there for the play. And so with that, successful steal for the Loggers. Good job by Eckert using her long length to make that play. So now you have a runner on second base, 2 outs here in the top of the second. Let's see what Williams can do. A single should be able to knock her in for the first points for the Loggers here today. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike. All right, with that, the count, I believe, is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and the whip, miss number 2. Oh, ball goes over the pitcher's head, and with that, very opportunistic play, she's going to steal 2 bases and go home, and she does! Loggers being opportunistic. Smart baseball right there for Eckert, as she was not only able to steal first and second, but when the catcher threw the ball back to the pitcher and went over her head, she didn't steal second or third. She stole home. And so the Loggers are now on the board, 1-4. Let's see if they can keep it going. The Eagles, mind you, it was 0-0 with 2 outs in the bottom of the first for the Eagles, and they got 4 points when there was two outs. So why can't the Loggers do the same? So here we are. There's nobody on base yet. We got to start somewhere here and see if they can't get some more points here. Oh, they got some contact. It goes high. Who's going to make the catch? The catcher does at the end of the inning. The catcher and the pitcher almost just obliterated each other as they both were chasing that ball down. But the catcher was able to bring it in. And with that, we are at the end of the top, or we'll be moving into the bottom of the second here shortly. We're going to take a 30-second ad break before you come back. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to today's softball game here in tournament mode. We are in bracket as the Swamigan Screaming Eagles is the third seed are hosting the Phillip Loggers, the sixth seed. So far, we've had a fairly explosive first couple innings as we're entering the bottom of the second. The score is 4-1. Swamigan Screaming Eagles in the lead. And we're seeing some good contact hitting for the Loggers, but they're ground outs, pop flies. They're getting contact, but they're just not getting any substance with it, right? And then the Eagles look to be getting out real quickly, but they got four runs real fast after getting two outs in the bottom of the first. So as we move to the bottom of the second, the Loggers would love nothing more to give up zero runs here and keep this game within three. And so, with that, batting order is now reset as Bablik is up to hit. All right. Second pitch is going to be a ball, so the count will be 1-1 here on the bottom of the second. If you're just joining us, thanks for tuning in here, 98Q Country. I'm Stephen Jetlin bringing you the game today. Of course, 4-1, Eagles in the lead in the bottom of the second. 1-1 is the pitch count. Next pitch comes in. It is low. 2-1 in the count. Okay. Crowds are getting into it. Dugouts are getting into it. 3-1 in the count on that ball. Bablik is being patient right now, waiting for her pitch. Here it is. Swing and a hit, goes right to third off of her glove, and it's going to slide to the shortstop, and that just buys just enough time for Bablik to get a single off of that error. Anya is now up to bat. Been pitching pretty good today. Got herself a strikeout last a half inning ago. And she's ready to hit. Pretends to bunt. It is a late steal attempt, and it's going to be safe. All right, Bablik advances to second base here. Zero outs here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. High. Anya, very patient. The ball goes over the catcher's head. And with that, Bablik is now on third. Faster than you can blink your eyes, she gets a free steal to third base. And if another pitch goes that high, she is going to walk to home. We'll see what happens here. Here comes the pitch. Good pitch. That's going to... Oh, man, that just landed just outside the shortstop's hand. And it's going to somehow land fair in the outfield, and she gets a single off that. That looked like a soccer ball curve. It was hit in such a way where it looked like it was going right, but then it pulled back left and landed softly just at the edge of the grass where the dirt is. Shortstop almost made a great play. But with that, that's another RBI, and the score is 5-1. We have a steal by Anya, who's going to make it to second base. And before I can even wrap up the play before, we're already advancing bases for the Eagles. They are up 5-1 with a runner on second base now. The count is 1-0. Here comes the pitch. It's low, bounces off the ground, and now we have a steal, another steal from second to third. Now, we just had Did I not just see this? Babbitt just did the exact same thing not one batter ago. All right, here comes the pitch. Angie's being real patient right now. All right. Zero outs here in the bottom of the second with a runner on third. High pitch. We have ball. Three balls. Zero strikes. Sorry, one strike. 3-1. 3-1 in the count. Getting set. Here's the pitch. Swinging and a miss. Strike two. Here we go. Ball is pitched high. That's going to be a take your bait. We now have a runner on first and third as Regan. Has come up to bat. Zero outs here in the bottom of the second. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and get a steal from first to third. First to second. So now we have a runner on second and third. Zero outs here in the bottom of the second. 5-1, Eagles in the lead, looking to push it even higher. High pitch. Ball. Here's the pitch. Hit, contact, pitcher gets it immediately. She's going to go for the easy out at second, easy out at third. Oh, okay, so things are different. Okay, so the first and third safe, but a huge double play for Phillips is they got everything they wanted and more. So we had a runner on second and third, right? So the force out is only at first. But what happened is when the ball got hit, the third baseman didn't run. The second baseman did. So the second baseman and the third baseman are at third base. They throw for the first out at third. The third baseman is forced to run because the second baseman will get out if she goes back. So basically, Swamigan had to choose the best of a bad situation, which was we have to have someone at third. So the person, the runner on third went to home but was just tagged out by the catcher. Double play. Bada bing, bada boom. This inning's looking so much better. And now we have a wild pitch. Does she get home? She does. It's 6-1. Good job by the Swamigan Screaming Eagles for sticking it in to get something out of what happened the play before. Loggers trying to staunch the bleeding here. Did a good job with the double play earlier. But here we are with Brunell up to bat. 27 is warming up right now. So, all right. 6-1 here in the bottom of the second with two outs now. Loggers looking to try to dig it out. Good pitch. No look strike. Okay. Pitcher set. Here it comes. High hit. It looks like it's going to be foul. Two strikes. See if we can get our first strikeout today for the pitcher from Loggers. Here it comes. Good hit. It's going to be high. Looking like second base has a chance at it, and she makes a great play, pulls it in. The inning is now over. Stroming and Screaming Eagles are able to push their lead from 4-1 to 6-1 as we are now heading into the top of the third. We're going to take a one-minute ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country as I'll bring you the tournament softball today between the hosting Swanwick Screaming Eagles at the third seed, hosting the Phillip Loggers, the sixth seed. We have entered the top of the third. The score is 1-6. Eagles in the lead. It seems like every time the Loggers get to a two-out scenario, the Eagles start scoring. So, Loggers get a good single up the middle to the center fielder. Great grounding hit by Pomeroy as she starts off this inning strong. I'll tell you right now, I know it's 1-6, but I would not be surprised at all if we saw a rally at any point. And I know that's like, oh, you just predicted a rally at any point. I'm telling you, the Loggers have been getting contact on this ball over and over and over. And so far, the Eagles' defense is held up. You know, good plays, getting good ground outs, good pop flies. But, like, contact will pay off. So, like, if the Loggers can keep this good contact happening right now, as Winter is up to bat, then they will be able to start translating some of these into more and more hits. And Pomeroy getting good contact there. It went just by the pitcher, and she got on the first base. Okay, so all right. Getting ready. Runner on first. You're in the top of the third. Pitch. Going to be a strike. Big hit, going high, looking like a play for the second base, for the shortstop. She makes the catch. And we have a first out scenario for the Loggers here in the top of the third. All right, number four, getting ready to hit. Here comes the pitch. It's a strike for Anya. 0-1 in the count here in the top of the third. And the score is 1-6, Eagles in the lead. Here comes the pitch. Big hit, going to center field. Could she make the catch? She does. What a great, she had to jump for that ball to get it. That was a line shot to the right center field, and the center fielder was able to have enough length to make the jumping catch to pull it in. That would have been an easy double, potentially triple, depending on how far it bounced. Great defensive play for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. All right. Next batter is up to hit. High pitch. Ball one, 1-0. Here comes the pitch, and swing and a foul. 1-1 is the count. Here's the pitch. Big hit. Going to left field. All the way back to the warning track. She makes a catch. Wow. That's the end of the top of the third, as the Loggers have continued to get great contact of the ball, but the Eagles' defense is holding up very, very well as we are now being pushed to the bottom of the third. Score remains 1-6. We'll take a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country to the softball game as we are in tournament mode. The Suwamish Screaming Eagles are hosting the Philip Loggers. Sixth seed versus third seed. Suwamish could be in the third seed. They are leading here 6-1 in the bottom of the third, which is about to start. Already doing their warm-ups. Coaches are just talking umps quick, and girls will get ready in position right away. Haley Rauschenbach will be will be hitting here shortly. I don't need it. Good. Yep, I'm good. Okay. Defense is in position as Eckert gets ready to pitch. Hit right to third. She's going to zip it over to first, and that's your first out of the bottom of the third. That was fast. I blinked. I almost missed it. Good pitch, good field, and good out by the Loggers. Brooke Eckert gets ready for the next pitcher. It's kind of a chop swing for Janae, fielded by the second baseman, and then she's out. Loggers playing great. It is, when you're down 6-1, it is so important to keep a strong mental, right? Because in baseball, momentum is so strong. And there's defensive momentum and offensive momentum. And getting two ground outs on two pitches in a row, especially since you've had errors, you've had things that bopped over the glove or from the side, the Loggers doing a great job of centering themselves and playing great defensive ball here in the bottom of the third. All right, two outs already as Maddie is now up to bat. Okay. High pitch. It's going to be a ball. We're now 1-0 in the count here in the bottom. The third. Big hit. Bounces off of the first baseman's glove. Can she beat the run? She does. That was close. That was close. First baseman basically had to catch a bullet. Seriously, the ball was flying. She actually gets the ball on her glove, but it's at the tip of her glove, so she couldn't hold it. And the speed of the ball ripped itself out of her glove. So the second baseman makes a great job and a good effort to try to get there to catch the ball. But the runner, Maddie, does a great job of beating her there. So that is a single off of a line shot to the first baseman. I don't even know if that's technically an error, to be honest, because, I mean, she made it. It's just that ball's fast. So, all right, Zoe is now up to hit. Here's a pitch. Ground right to first, or to the pitcher, and a nice little lob to first base for out number three. And that's your inning. And we are now moving to the top of the fourth, and the Loggers did a good job of rallying to keep that inning scoreless for the Eagles. The score remains 6-1. Schwamig in the lead as we head into the top of the fourth. Take a one-minute ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Swagman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Swagman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectional sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Swagman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back here at 98Q Country. We are watching tournament softball. Swamis Screaming Eagles are hosting the Phil Loggers. They are leading. The Eagles are 6-1 here as we enter the top of the fourth. Loggers have been giving up runs almost in every inning, and then they were able to just boom, 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 get out of the bottom of the third very quickly, which was really good to see, because they had gotten the two outs a couple times. They just hadn't been able to finish the innings cleanly. And then that one, good pitching, good fielding, and good night. So it was just a good show there. So the Loggers can start. They've been getting great contact on the ball, let me tell you, as Eckert is now up to hit. First swing was a high chopping swing, and so it's 0-1 in the count. Second pitch, gets contact, goes right by the third baseman to the left fielder. That is a single. Good job by Eckert. Loggers have got good contact so far. It seems like that's Anya's style of pitching. She's putting the ball kind of lower, high, and near the strike zone, and allowing the Loggers to get hits on it, but never like in their sweet spot. So it's, if the defense is playing great, it looks unstoppable, but if the Loggers start chaining hits, it can get ugly real quick. Either way, number 10, Eckert is now, we have Eckert back-to-back in the batting order for Phillips. So this will be M. Eckert is up to bat. Here comes the pitch. Strike. You could tell she wanted to swing at that one, but she held it. Sometimes you see the tense up on that back leg getting ready to drive it in, and they're like, ah! But it was a good pitch. It was low and away, but in the strike zone. All right, bunt attempt. Good bunt. Pitcher gets to it. Wins it to first. That's going to be an out. Great defensive play off of the pitcher and first baseman. But here's the thing. That was for one out in this inning, where Phillips' goal on that bunt was to advance the base runner. So both the Eagles and the Phillip Loggers got something out of it. Now Loggers have a runner on second with one out here in the bottom of the top of the fourth. Lehman up to hit. First swing. She swings at the first pitch and misses. Excuse me. We now have an 0-1 count. We only had one strikeout today so far. The rest have just been ground outs. Oh, there's a pitch thrown right to the pitcher, who grounds it immediately, gets it to first base for an out. Base runner was able to advance from second to third, but the out did happen at first. So, Lehman was able to advance the base runner off of her ground out, but now we're at two outs. We're at two outs instead of one here in the top of the fourth. Another grounder. It's going to go straight to the shortstop. Can she get it to first in time? She does. And so that base runner that got advanced all the way to third cannot bring it home. And so the score will stay 1-6 as we move into the bottom of the fourth. Good defensive play by the Swamigan Screaming Eagles, as Anya's pitching style has done wonders, and the defensive effort for the Eagles has really held up. The Loggers are left with another scoreless inning. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. When we come back, we'll have more softball. Don't go anywhere.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
All right, welcome back to 98Q Country. Stephen Jellin bringing you the softball game today. We are in tournament mode as the Stroming and Screaming Eagles, third seed, hosting the Phillips Loggers, sixth seed. Score is 6-1 in the bottom of the fourth is about to start. The Eagles are in the lead. Loggers were able to have an excellent defensive inning last in the bottom of the third as they got just out real quick. And so the Eagles are looking to kick that trend as they want to definitely get back on track. All right, Bablik is back to hit, who I believe is 2-0. Yeah, she's gotten the hit both times. All righty. We're about to begin the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. High pitch. It's going to be a 1-0 in the count. I'm looking at my app here for the weather, okay? It's right now, I'm getting a little warning that rain might start in 15 minutes. We're hoping it holds off as long as it can, because this game has been great, and I would hate to see it get cut short or suspended for another day. We're a tournament ball. We're not just going to call it. We need to play seven innings here today. All right. Three balls, zero strikes now. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be low, and that's going to be a take your base. Bablik is now 2-0 with a walk. And with that, we now have a base runner on first. Anya's now off the hip. Here's the pitch. Holds the bunt. It's going to be a high one, and that's going to be out. Great job by the catcher and second baseman. That was a good steal attempt, but the pitch came fast and the catcher threw it faster. And even though the Screaming Eagles seemed like they could take any base at will, got that one taken from them. Now we have one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Great defensive effort for the Loggers. They seem to be locked in the last, what would that be? Last five outs they've gotten seem very locked in. Let's see if they can keep it going. Next pitch, ball. Waiting to confirm the pitch count from the ump. Apologize, I'm trying to keep best I can. The scoreboard is, the lights are broken, so it doesn't portray the correct count. So if I lose track at all, I need to look for the ump. The ump has just thrown up his hand, so it is 3-1 in the count for Anya here in the bottom of the fourth with one out. High pitch, and we have another walk as she gets to take her base. Angie now coming up to bat. Getting ready. Runner on first, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch, swing and a miss. Swung at that. That was a high pitch, and she swung at it. Anytime you get those, you take it. Eckert probably let that one go a little late. Got a swing. Oh, we have a grounder right to third. Does she make the throw? She does. That's an out at first. And now we have a base runner at second base for Eagles, but two outs now instead of one. Good play by the third baseman. As the Loggers look locked in defensively. All right. Number 22. Up to big shot. It's going to be a line drive all the way to right field, and that's going to be a single, but that means the runner on second gets all the way home. 7-1 now is the score. Man, I heard that. I thought if she got more under it, that might have been the first homer of the evening, but it was a line shot, and it went almost to the right fielder. It just dropped right in front of her. Good hit by Regan. All right. With that, Jalen Brunell is now up the bat. First pitch of the ball. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. 7-1, Eagles in the lead. Next pitch, right down the pipe. That is a strike if I've ever seen one. Good pitch by Eckert. Man, just do that every time. That was a great pitch. Next one, a little high. Good velocity, though. Another ball. All right. Here we go. Getting set. Runner on first. Here's the pitch. Hit right to the pitcher, who then nice little lob to the first baseman for an easy out. And that is the end of inning number four. Score has been pushed from 6-7 for the Eagles as they now lead 7-1 as we will be moving into the top of the fifth. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more softball when we come back. We'll take a 30-second ad break.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back here. It's 98Q Country bringing you today's game. Tournament softball between rival schools. Schwamming Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. Eagles are third seed. Loggers are sixth seed. And right now, the score is 7-1. Eagles over the Loggers. We're entering the fifth inning. Top of the fifth here in a few moments. As Anya as the only strikeout, and they are playing great defensively. I keep saying it, and it's going to be funny. I mean, this is going to be one of those games where I keep saying the Loggers are getting great contact, and then the game ends. But, like, at some point, it's got to return, right? It seems like every single hitter is getting a good hit. It's just the Eagles are playing great defense. So we'll see if they can get a ball. Thing. Good swing by number eight, Williams, for the Loggers, but it just missed the ball, so that's going to be strike number one. And then a big hit on the second one. Does it drop? No, the right fielder gets underneath the ball, makes a great catch in the center and the right field for the first out of this inning. Goodness me. Pomeroy is now up to bat. The ump just called a pause in the game so the ump could tie the shoe. You don't see that very often. So that was kind of fun. Okay, so he's saying he's good. The game can resume. That was fun. Okay, that was a silly thing, but you usually don't see that happen. All right, wild pitch. But there's no runners on base, so catcher's allowed the time to go and get that ball. Ball number one on that pitch. For those of you that are just joining, the Eagles are hosting the Loggers. The score is 7-1 Eagles in the top of the fifth with one out. Here comes the pitch. As another pop-up. Going to be played by the third baseman. She makes the catch. We now have two outs. Once again, good contact inning, but the Eagles are just there. They are right now a brick wall. They're not letting anything get by. So now we're moving on to Miller, the top of the batting order. For the Loggers. Comes the pitch. Foul ball. Strike one off that foul. Low pitch, ball number one. Okay. Pitcher set. Here it comes. Ooh, foul tick as it goes backwards. Strike number two. I believe the count is now 1-2. 1-2 is correct. Ump just confirmed it. He's got a good position here. Here it comes. Here's the pitch. Contact hit straight to the second baseman who gets it, throws it to first. It goes over first base's hand. Ooh. I don't know who you credit the error to there because number five got the trap on the ball. That'd be Zoe. But she failed to pick it up. So then when she did get it, she got it off in time to Shawinski, but it was a tall throw. So I think the error is probably go to Zoe. But either way, good job to the runner sticking that one out. That seemed like an easy out, but that's why you never give up on that. You sprint to first base as fast, hard as you can, because if you can beat out the throw, that's huge. So now, instead of an out and the inning being over, or the top of the first moving to the bottom, we have a runner on first. So, number four, Eggebrek is now up, and she gets contact. Does the center fielder have enough space? She does. Bablik brings it in, and now the top of the fifth is now moving to the bottom of the fifth, as the Eagles have absolutely, their defense is just, they're just so in form right now. It looks like all the girls are making the positions, they're making the right plays, they're making the right throws, they're making very few errors, and the loggers are just having a hard time translating good contact into bases and runs. And so, wow, we're moving to the bottom of the fifth. His score is still 7-1, the Eagles in the lead. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. We'll have more softball when you return. Don't go anywhere.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. Watching some tournament softball. Screaming Eagles are hosting the Phillip Loggers. They're also leading 7-1. The Eagles are. As we enter the bottom of the fifth. Loggers have done a good job of, I mean, they gave up six runs very, very quickly in this game. And then their defense really got into form. They gave up one run last inning, but let's see if they can continue a lot of the success they've put together in the last couple. Because they, I mean, if you're going to come back in this game, the last thing you want is for the Eagles to keep scoring. So Eckert seems to be finding her form here. Let's see if she can continue it here right now as Haley Rauschenbach gets contact on the ball, but that's going to be an easy foul call. Good pitch. Made her reach for it, so she couldn't get behind that ball and really drive it forward. So the count is 0-1 now. Here comes the pitch. High and outside, 1-1. Pitcher's getting set. Here it comes. Let me low and inside. Ball two. There we are. 2-1 count. The bottom of the fifth. Zero outs. Here's the pitch. Strike right down the middle. 2-2 in the count. Eckert has yet to get a strikeout here today. Let's see if she can get her first one here right now. There's actually only been one in the entire game. Swing and a miss. Strikeout for Eckert. All right. Out number one is Scherwinski, now comes up to bat. Power hitter for Screaming Eagles. She gets set. Here's the pitch. High pitch. Ball one. I'm looking at these clouds. So far, they seem to be off in the distance. Hoping that it holds up, but we can feel the wind kick up. Grounder right to the pitcher and a nice lob pass. Nice and easy. Just in like practice. Out number two for the Loggers. Good defense. Like I was saying, the wind, I can feel the wind picking up. And I'm hoping that it holds off. First pitch. Again, Maddie is up to bat. The first pitch goes high. Ball one. Here's a pitch. Low this time. And now it's ball two. Maddie being patient in the batter's box. Forced her to start throwing strikes. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Another high pitch, but not like egregiously high. It was just like a shoulder height. So he thought it would drop. put a little heat on that so it stayed high. Good pitch. That was a high pitch. Now, that one was over the head. So, with those two, the count is now 3-1. Advantage. Schwamigan here. All right, one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Hit. It's going to go right to the first baseman who just picks it up and steps on first base. And with that, the inning is over. Loggers, good job locking it down. It seems like their defense and pitching have come alive in innings 3, 4, 5, innings 4, 5, or 3, 4, and 5. Wow, I can count good. You can tell. Either way, we're moving to the bottom of the fifth. And so with that, we're going to take a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
This is 98Q Country bringing you this tournament softball today. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles are hosting the Phillips Loggers. Thank you for joining us today. Those have been listening, and your Schwamigan fan, you are over the moon as they've held their lead 7-1. If you're listening and you're a Loggers fan, I'm telling you, they're getting good contact. I can just feel that they're going to get some hits here to land as their first hitter gets ready in the batter box. Okay, here comes first pitch. High. For number 3, Williams is in up to bat. In the 5th inning out of 7, here in the bottom, or in the top of the 6th, excuse me, you were correct, it was the 6th inning. Yep, my bad. I have my cohort here running the board here. I misled him, it is the top of the 6th. Yeah, no, you were correct. Oh, man. Top of the 6th here. And we have a single hit by Williams. Good job. And she gets to just walk her way to first. There's good contact there. And now Eckert, the pitcher for Loggers, is up to bat. First pitch right down the middle for a strike. The count is now 0-1. You're on the top of the 6th. Eagles lead 7-1. Here's the pitch. Good hit. Oh, the shortstop makes a great play, and she gets an out at second base on the force out, but they do not get the double play as Eckert had great athleticism getting to that first base and beating out the throw. So there's one out now here in the top of the 6th, and the base runner is at first. So Eckert, the second Eckert, M. Eckert, is up to bat. High pitch. Ball 1. Okay. Second pitch. Good contact. Is that going to fall down? The center fielder gets to it. Man, Bablik is all over. Get her a golden glove for this game. Every time I think a hit is going to fall into that right center, left center, kind of that empty area, she gets to it. That's great anticipation and good acceleration from a standstill. So, man, I thought that was a base hit, but that was a great play by the center fielder. So we're at 2 outs now with a base runner on first. Here's the pitch, low, ball 1. Lehman is up bat. Ani getting ready to pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike number 1. Base runner still at first. 2 outs here in the top of the 6th. Score 7-1, Eagles in the lead. Loggers at bat. High pitch. Another ball. All right. Just get set. Anya getting pitch ready. Here it comes. And the windup. Here's the pitch. Strike. And with that, that'll push it to 2 strikes and three balls. Four full count. Here it comes. And the pitch. Low. That's going to be a walk. Or it's not. I think the ump put up the wrong fingers there. It is now it's a full count. I mean, I looked down, the ump put 3-2, so now 3-2 twice. And with that swing and a miss, that's going to be a strikeout number two for Anyan the evening. That's going to end the inning as we move into the bottom of the sixth. Wind is picking up, but there's not too much base or softball left. We'll see what happens. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. More softball when you return.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup, and then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
All right. Welcome back here on 98Q Country as we continue this broadcast of the softball game, tournament softball game. Schwalbe and Screaming Eagles as the third seed, hosting the Phillip Loggers, the sixth seed. Now, we are moving to the bottom of the sixth of seven innings. The game's almost over, and the Eagles are leading 7-1 as we are about to start our batting order. Zoe is up to bat. Zoe's doing a good job today getting on base. If she can continue her success. Here it comes. High pitch. Looking at those clouds in the distance. The wind is pushing the ball here. And so I'd be surprised if anything goes over the fence just because the wind's pushing against it. Swing and a miss there. Strike number one for Zoe. Eckert had a tough couple innings to start the game, but otherwise she's been near lights out since. See if she can continue to pitch out this game. Coach has done a good job having faith in her starting pitcher. In his starting pitcher. She's done excellent from the third inning on. All right. But that will be ball number four and a walk for Zoe. All right. Batting order is now reset as Bablik, the all-star center fielder today, is getting ready to be at bat. First pitch, low. The runner on first stays at first. They've been able to steal almost at will today, except for the last time they did it two innings ago. They got caught at second base, and it was a great throw by the catcher. And since then, the Eagles haven't had a chance to steal another one. Another high ball thrown there. And the count gets pushed more in favor for the batter, 2-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Here comes the steal attempt. And I'm just going to call safe. Oh, that was close. Ah, man, that was close. I actually think the shortstop got the ball before the runner got to second base, but the shortstop has to bring the ball down and tag the runner, right? And she just didn't have enough time. So that was a good steal for Schwamigan. Foul tick there for Bablik. That'll push a strike for her as we now have a runner at second base. Excuse me. Single will bring her in. Let's see. Here it comes. High pitch. Take your base. That's two walks in a row for Eckert. We have a runner on first and second. And with that, Anya, the pitcher for the Eagles, is now at bat. There it comes. Here's pitch. Tie. Ball one. Just join us here. We're nearing the end of the contest. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Score 7-1 in favor of the Eagles. Here's a bunt for the Eagles. Vianney, good job. She's going to get out at first, but she's absolutely going to succeed. Great call by the coach of the Eagles as they are able to advance both their base runners from first and second to second and third at the cost of a bunt ground out. Great play by the Eagles. One out now here in the bottom of the sixth. Pop fly. Can they make the play? They cannot. It goes out of bounds. Out of bounds. It goes foul. Out of bounds. Oh, man. Sometimes you just mix all the sports together in your brain. It's just like, it's all good. All right. That's a strike on that foul. Here we go. Pitcher set. Here it comes. High ball.